really is something that you can do very easily. Just follow what I'm about to say and apply it to your business, and I promise you, you'll get sales revenue, which you can put back into advertising, which will, again, grow your business and scale it. Problem with a tool. Super soaker nigga like he jumping off the pool. Let the feds hit the mansion, we gon' make it to the news. Chop a lift a nigga up, I bet he make it to the moon. You can tell me and Breezy at the top, they want us to... What is up, guys? Gabriel Matt here for another episode of the podcast. Isn't that song, that intro song, just the best way to get you in state? I mean, I love T Grizzly, that's the name of the artist, and I'm actually a big fan of hip-hop rap, which, yeah, I don't care, judge me or not, but I think it's becoming a big thing now, and actually already is a big thing. And that song, T Grizzly, always just has this sort of music that motivates you, pushes you in, and especially whether you're working out or if you're a bit of in a negative state or need to get a bit of energy, I highly recommend just give it a go. Gets your blood flowing, gets you moving, gets you pissed, well, at the same time, gets you quite stoked and excited. So, I mean, it might not work for you, but certainly works for me. That song really means a lot. I remember I was introduced to him. I was listening to a podcast, one of the largest business podcasts out there. Shout out to him. It's called The Motherfucking CEO Project, I believe, the MFCEO, and this guy is American dude, huge influence on the business world, and he starts off with a song called Win by T Grizzly, which is an awesome song. Definitely check it out. But yeah, guys, anyways, off that tangent, which I went for a minute, probably too long in this short episode today, I wanted to talk to you about the easiest way that you can start a business in any industry, particularly e-commerce though, I want to highlight, but in any industry here, you can follow this model, the simplest way to get off the ground with no startup capital or VC funding. Pretty, really clickbaity website title, but the podcast title, but the truth is, this really is something that you can do very easily. Just follow what I'm about to say and apply it to your business, and I promise you, you'll get sales revenue, which you can put back into advertising, which will, again, grow your business and scale it. And why can I speak? Because I freaking have done this so many times. I've applied it, I've learned it, I've practiced it, and it's time for you to hear it from me. And I'm super excited to share this. This is actually probably the most valuable thing you could possibly learn, and the most valuable thing I learned. I'm actually staring right now at books from Russell Brunson, someone that I really follow and trust, in the owner of ClickFunnels, and he sort of exposed this model to me. Certainly wasn't the first person to tell me and teach me this, but very much highlighted it in a very clear and understandable way. And my goal today is to try to communicate this even more clearly to you, whether you've heard of Russell Brunson and this model or not. And again, this is more so for startups. This definitely can be applied to businesses up and running, but the whole idea is when you don't have much money and you have a product, and how the heck do you sell it and start bringing in your first few customers? And this is super cool, right? This is really cool. This is actually pretty wicked. I'm about to share this with you and drop it to you now. So get excited for this episode, because we are on right now. So you've got a startup business, you've got a product, and you want to be able to sell that product and get some customers so you can get some money into the bank. You want to rack up some banks, you want to rack up some cash, and you want to figure out how the heck do you do it when you're starting up. And I want to tell you right now, this is not a long-term process. This is a short-term, quick way to start getting business money revenue into your bank account. How do we do this? Well, it's quite simple, and it's called a sales funnel. And a sales funnel is kind of like, imagine going to Woolworths. I want to paint this picture of what a sales funnel is kind of like. Imagine going to Woolworths and you want to buy oranges. Your primary goal there is your mom, your dad, your wife, your husband came and told you, I really want orange juice and we need orange juice. And you're like, cool, I want oranges. And so you go to Woolworths and what happens? You're looking, there's so many different options and it takes you a bit longer. You're looking at all these different other products and you're browsing, but you have the one intention to buy oranges. Really random example, but you'll get the point as I paint the picture. And so you find the oranges and great, you found it, you come out, and you may have got deterred by other products and it's taken you a bit longer to get to that, to get to the desired outcome where Woolworths wants you to buy those oranges. Now imagine scenario two. You go to Woolworths and someone's standing there that ask you, hey sir, hey ma'am, what do you want today? And you say, oh, oranges, because I want to make orange juice for my wife, husband, because they've had a big night and they want orange juice and that's a hangover cure. Shout out to people that drank last night. And they're like, cool, I'm going to take you straight to the orange section. And you're like, sweet. Because how many of you out there just kind of go to Woolworths and or Coles or whatever you're loyal to, Aldi, and you go there and you just want to get to that, like, you don't want to browse through all those like 10 plus, sometimes bigger, different rows, different hallway sections of different food areas, and you just don't want to have to look. You just want to go straight to the section, buy what you need, and get out of there. And if that's you, then that I relate to you, because I want to get there. Like, I just want to get out of there. Like, and I get so distracted too. If I go past the chocolate section, you know, I want to look at the chocolates. Like, it's just so distracting. But anyways, someone takes you straight to the orange section and gets you your oranges. And you're like, sick. Like, I just got it. It saved me so much time. But he says, hey, like, you know, those oranges are great. Like, you got the oranges. But hey, those oranges, you know, you to cut them, to blend them, like, you need a blender. And I'm like, oh, I've already got a blender. But like, hey, you know, this is a perfect juicer that maintains the pulp and keeps the vitamin C and stuff so that it helps even more with hangovers. And hey, look, we're on a sale right now, so you can get it for 50% off now. I think it ends by the end of this weekend. And you're like, holy crap, like, that's perfect. My wife's not going to kill me for spending more money. And you go over and buy the blender with it. And like, awesome, like, I'll take you out to the checkout. And you're getting brought through this process. And I don't know if many of you have experienced this. I certainly haven't. But at the same time, you know, you can ask people. But imagine that process. And they take you to checkout. And they say, hey, like, and they don't even say this part, right? It's when you're walking to the checkout, you know, like, those little, there's gum and there's mint and there's little treats, sometimes toys, and then, and you can't help it. You don't even think, but they're so cheap. You just quickly grab it and put it into your trolley. Because you're already spending $50+ anyways. So you might as well get the additives. And that's called upselling. And you purchase it. Now, if you haven't already realized, what I just painted to you was a picture of a sales funnel. And what it is you're taking people directly where they're at through a customer journey that takes money from their pockets and puts it into yours. And what Woolworths did just then was had a pretty much a salesman come through and help you with this process. Now, what I'm telling you is you can have that exact same salesman automatically working for you 24/7, 7 days a week, doing that exact same process without you having to do a thing, bringing you money as if it was a money machine. And firstly, I want to shout out, if you want to learn how to do this, make sure to download my book, which hasn't actually been finished yet, but I'm in the works of creating it, called the 24/7 Sales Machine, which explains this process using Facebook ads. So imagine being able to do that. Imagine the power of doing that. Now, what has this got to do with starting a business? Great question. Now, I can only really describe from experience what it is I'm doing. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to tell you based on a failure I had and how I would do it differently and how I can do it differently. And if this gets enough engagement, frick it. I don't want to swear in this podcast. Frick it. I will do it with this product and show you anyone can do it. Anyone can make the sales if done correctly. And what I want to explain to you is I had a matcha powder, a green tea matcha powder. Matcha powder is powdered green tea that has a lot of health benefits for you and is quite popular in the Western culture and in the third world cultures as well. And so I had this matcha powder, and what I did, which was a big mistake, was I was a startup. I spent $700 plus at school, during school, which was a lot of money for me. And I put it on a website and tried to sell it. And what happened? Well, I spent about $100, didn't get any sales on Facebook ads. Spent about $150. I actually got my first sale, which was awesome, super exciting. The only issue was I made a profit of about $25-$30, which was not a high return since I spent about $150. And you could argue there was repeat purchases coming on, and there might have been, but for this case, that is not my ideal outcome, and it's not very sustainable if I want to bring money in so I can grow a startup business. And that's practically what it was. So how would I do that differently? Because most of you right now, if not all of you, are probably thinking the same thing or tried the same thing, where you've grabbed your startup products, your new products that your market hasn't even seen yet, and you're putting it out on Facebook ads, on Instagram ads, on display ads, whatever, and you're trying to sell directly to the consumer who are cold traffic, meaning they know what the problem is that they have, but are uneducated on the solution which you can provide and uneducated on your solution. And so that's what I want to teach you, is about creating a sales funnel. And so what I would do differently is I would do this structure. And this is what you should do. If you're in the car right now, just listen up and replay this to take notes. If you're at home right now, if you're doing whatever, try to take notes on your phone, your computer, your notepad, whatever, because this is really important. And so there's three main steps here, and there's certainly more, but for this, to simplify the process, and because I'm brain dumping you right now and it's mind blowing you, I want to just make this a three-step process. So there's three-step process to the customer journey you can do to take them from being cold, not knowing you, to actually giving you money. That will increase the process, increase your return on investment, etc. And I'm gonna paint it through with matcha powder. So step one, you need to acquire a lead. Now, a lead is pretty much an email address, and sometimes it can be more. It can be your email address, name, phone number, but for simple sake, we just want to get their email address, because now we have that contact detail. We can resell them. We own that traffic now. We own that resource. We can resell them on email, which is epic. It's great. That's what we want. And what we need to do is offer something for free called gated content or a lead magnet that allows people to come in and think, wow, like, this offer is so good that I'm willing to give my details, because the cost, the value of getting the offer is outweighs the cost of giving my email address, giving my contact details, which can be quite personal for people. And so you need to come up with a free offer. So how do you come up with that? Pretty much think about what your customer needs, what is the problem, and solve it. So for matcha powder, what is the problem? Okay, matcha is like a green tea powder that gives you more of the health benefits than just drinking tea alone. And a lot of people drink a lot of tea, but they just kind of want the health benefits straight away. And they want the energy. And it's sort of a coffee replacement as well. So how can I build on that? Okay, cool. Well, there's multiple angles, hooks I can take. But let's say that I was a big coffee drinker and I wanted to stop drinking coffee, but I needed that energy because I had a full-time job. Okay, that's my story. That's my backstory. How can I build that into an offer? Okay, cool. How about a recipe book on how to have 10 times more energy in your week without needing to have a coffee a day? Now, that's not the most amazing offer, and there's probably 10 times better ways of hooking that, but I just want to paint a picture on, I'm trying to pull on the leg that a lot of people want to stop drinking so much coffee, and it's not necessarily the best approach to go against coffee, but for the sake of this funnel, let's say it is. And so I'm pulling on that angle, and I put a recipe book on there. And what I've done is said, download your free recipe book on how to use matcha to replace coffee so that you can have 10 times more energy without the coffee crash effects. There we go. So we push the pain of what coffee does to you if you have too much of it. There's plenty more things like tea stains, etc., and coffee crashes and jitters. We'll say that, and we'll offer, and our solution is a recipe book using matcha. And so people come in and go, wow, look, I need to stop drinking coffee. Or you've educated them on that they're drinking too much coffee, and the solution is download this recipe book on how to use matcha. And some people might not know matcha. Great, they're gonna download the recipe book, and you're gonna explain a bit about matcha before giving the 5-10 recipes on it. And great, now we've got a lead magnet. Now we've got the contact details. People are probably gonna give email addresses for $5 or less ad spend to get that. Great, step two. Now I've acquired the lead, they're gonna end on the second page of the funnel, or we're gonna take them onto the next part of the journey, which is we need to get some money off them, because we need to turn that lead into a customer. Because once we get the one yes, the one credit card spend, which is the hardest thing, right? Because imagine when you're online shopping to get people their credit cards out of their wallets or find it somewhere in their homes, it's under the couch. I mean, hopefully you don't leave your credit card under the couch, but you get the idea there. And we want to give them a small purchase. And the reason we want it to be small is we really want them to make this, because the next purchase, which will be more expensive, more money into our pockets, will be higher. Cool, so we want to do that. So how do we do that? All right, so what's the next step? What's the next offer that we can create that would cause people to give us money? People downloaded a recipe book. What's the next possible thing people would want once they read? So they read this recipe book, or they download this book and go, wow, cool. We clearly know that these customers want what? They want to replace coffee, and they want to apply the new recipes they have. So what do they need? Well, matcha powder. So that's when our matcha powder comes in. And that's when we sell our first matcha sachet. So what we do is we go, and this is my offer example, is next best offer is what? Here's my example. Here's my offer for the sales page. This is called a sales page. Free. Do you want this free matcha sachet? All you have to do is pay for shipping, which is 10 bucks. But I'm going to give you this free. I'm going to put it on me because I want you to try the matcha and apply the recipes you had and then come back to me to let me know what you think. And people are like, oh my God, yes, like I've been meaning to quit coffee and these recipes look amazing. Like, let's give me this offer, give me this. I want the sachet. And we charge people $10, $15, which might even cover most of the costs of the sachets. And you're giving it to your customers or your prospects, and now they actually own your sachets. And they're stoked because you just paid for the product. You just charge them shipping, which you can be as strategic as you want there. But that's called a free plus shipping model, FYI. And so what's the next stage? Okay, now we need to actually make money and we can remarket these guys, but the next stage of this funnel is stage 3, which is the upsell or the OTO, the one-time offer. And what we do here is we offer an amazing, like a sensational one-time offer that creates urgency so that people have to get this offer right now, because if they don't, they're gonna die. And for the match, for example, what I would do is then go, hey, like you just got this free offer, but this is only gonna last X amount of time. This is gonna only last a week. Like, to get the real benefits, you need to do this for 21 days. Let's just say for 3 weeks, because that's how long it takes to adapt a habit, about 21 to 30 days. When you've got a 21-day program that you buy 3 weeks worth of this product, this matcha product, I'm gonna send you the product over. Plus, I'm gonna send you another bonus diet plan on how to incorporate this matcha powder into your life and how you can go 3 weeks to turn from a coffee addict to not even thinking about the word coffee, not even recognizing it. You're gonna have so much energy from this program. Plus, I'm gonna send you another recipe book that it says how to use matcha to incorporate in your meals. So you don't always have to drink the tea and get sick of the tea. You can also incorporate it into smoothies. You can incorporate it into like desserts, sweets. Like, there's so much you can do. I'm gonna give you 50 plus recipe books. And you can go on and on with these bonuses here. But the point is, you're creating so much immense value here that people are gonna be willing to pay $47, $97, $147, $200, $300 plus for this product, because you've just taken them on this journey that now you can ask for more money and give a bigger offer. So what have I done there? Now, I've just absolutely mind-blown you with this, and I understand that. So come listen back on the episode and take notes. But whatever business you're in, whatever e-commerce business you're in, and if you're starting out and you've just got your product or you're just trying to source your product, think about the customer journey and create offers in each journey that can convert people from cold traffic, which is people on Facebook that you're paying ads for. You bring them onto a page and you ask for their email and address, and sometimes phone number if you want, depending on how expensive the product is. But I usually just ask for the email address, and which you give a free offer. And here you're trying to build your list of emails that you can contact at any time and upsell them to the next offer, which is super exciting and works so well. Even with open rates of only 30% of email, it still amazingly works. So don't think email marketing doesn't work. And you get the free offer, you send them to the next page, and here you offer a tripwire, some sort of small value product that turns them in from a lead to a customer. Because again, our whole goal is we want to take their credit cards out of their pockets, make them go get the credit card because they need this offer. So we put a lot of effort in making this amazing. And for me, it was get a free product, get a free sachet of matcha if you just pay for shipping. And it might run at a loss for us, but remember, how much is the customer worth to you? Because these guys are ultimately going to make repeat purchases, so they're going to be much more worth the $10 that they spent, and or the $10 we spent on getting that customer. And then the last step is, once we upsold them that, we send them to the next upsell page, the OTO page, the one-time offer page, where this is where we make the money. And certainly we can have more upsell pages after this. Ultimately, you only really want 2 upsell pages after the core offer before it becomes unsatisfying for the customer, before it's a negative customer experience. But that's how you do it, 2 pages. And I've just given you one example. And what I did was go, hey, join the 3-week program where we convert you from a coffee addict to a not even recognizing coffee and having more energy, 10 times more energy in the week, da 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 da. Like, I can go on for ages with that. Plus you get bonuses and this. And it only costs $97, you know, come on now. And wow, boom. So I'm going to do an example now to get you really pumped up and excited about the possibilities of things I've seen on how this sales funnel could make you a lot of money. So let's say that we have a budget of $500. Now, if you can't get $500, stop trying to do business now, because I know for 100% that any of you that are really motivated and keen, you can get $500. Whether that's from friends or family or from getting a job and saving up, which is probably the easiest way to do it, get $500 on you to spend on advertising. And let's say that we get out of that, it costs us $5 per lead. Let's keep the numbers clean. So $5 per lead, we get 100 leads. Now we're out of pocket $500, remember? Now let's be conservative here and say, out of those 100 people, let's say 40% of them go, wow, like that free package, like I really want that. And man, it's definitely gonna be higher than 40% if you do it right. But let's say 40%, let's be conservative. So 40 people go and purchase the shipping. And let's say we charge shipping $12.95, which is pretty standard. $518, straight in your pocket. Now I understand there might be some cost in your product to ship that much out for free. So let's say that it cost us $10 a thing, so more or less $268 straight in our pocket from this simple offer that, again, our goal is not to make the money here, it's to bring in customers that we will get repeat purchases from. And it's likely if we do this right, we'll get 10, 20 plus matcher sales from this if we do it right. Super exciting, right? And so we've done to the sales page and now we want to send them to the upsell page. And let's say 20% of these people convert. And the upsell page is where we're offering our 3-week program, which is phenomenal. And let's say we charge $147 for this program. You can charge more, you can charge less. It's how much money you want to make, how much you back yourself. And money really is a mindset. So don't limit yourself to your mindset. Look at how other competitors are doing it and actually charge a bit more from them. And the reason you do this is it will challenge your money mindset and also make you be forced to not be a race to the bottom with trying to do the cheapest product, but actually get you more excited to create the offer and make it 10 times better than any other competitors, so your customers are willing to pay that much. And so $147 is the lower end of the spectrum in my opinion. So I'd say 20% of those 40 people that request a free sample join the 3-week program. So that's 8 by 147. That's $1,176. So we've spent $500 on ads and we've gotten a $1,444 return back in our pocket, profit. Isn't that phenomenal? I mean, that is how powerful it is. So we just 3x our money from a simple sales funnel process. And imagine, after the 147 program, we can sell our $500 program for transforming your life with matcha powder. And we have so much possibilities from there. Plus our 100 emails, don't forget about them. That's gonna constantly be growing. And the general rule is, you make $1 per lead per month. So for every lead, for every email address you get, if you do it the worst possible way, if you suck at emails, sending emails and converting them, you're most likely statistically to get $1 from each lead per month. So that's $100 plus recurring income as well, I get a month, which we can add on to the $1,444 profit we made. So that's how it works. That's how amazing it is. Think about what you can do for your product now or your service. Prior to using your service, what's the free offer you can make before? And then what's the upsell you can do later to make more money? All right, guys, that was a rant a little bit on how amazing this is. A bit of mathy data stuff, so hopefully it didn't melt your brains, but I'm a mathy dude, so I'm always gonna love doing numbers. And I had a book in front of me to do the calculations because I'm not necessarily a human calculator, but I do love numbers. Anyways, guys, if you have any questions on that, I want you to DM me on Instagram, at Gabe Mate, GabeMate, or message me on Messenger, on Facebook, wherever you can find me, or comment on this podcast and just ask a question, because I'm happy to help you create this process for you. I'm doing a free offer now, so you can either download my book or DM me and I will get you on to do a free little consultation on creating this process for your business, for your startup. Thanks so much for being involved in that podcast. I am gonna go now to an acupuncture and that is exciting. And I was a bit sick, so apparently acupuncture's helped with that. So I'll let you know how that goes. All right, guys. Cheers, guys. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.